don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Vegas, baby, Vegas! Welcome back to the
Devil's Advocates radio show, a Mob Rules Tuesday edition. Well, here's a mob favorite, my good friend, Vegas Giuseppecchi. And when I say the mob, I mean
Vegas, baby!
I mean
Vegas, yeah!
The Devil's Advocates mob. The Devil Radio mob. Giuseppecchi, not, you know, the Italian mob. You know, if Dom were here, maybe that's what I meant. But he's not here.
How is that little guy?
He's good. He's coming on Valentine's. We're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of being a radio show. Also, Joe, 5 years ago today, we went on the air on 1510 AM. We went on the air in Milwaukee.
And also, you'll be celebrating your deep, affectionate love for one another, correct?
Dom and I? Oh, yes.
I mean, there'll be a lot of 14th.
There'll be a lot of hugging and heavy petting. It's Valentine's, after all.
Good. You got to call it one of two things. It's the day after the Super Bowl, or it's Valentine's Day. It can't be both.
Hey, man, go Bengals. I'm a bandwagon Bengals guy now. How you been, Joe? Happy New Year.
Can you say that in February? I feel like maybe we just missed the statute of limitations on.
Well,
that.
Maybe you should.
How's 2022 treating you?
Good. Maybe you should come around more often. I gotta see you quoted. And here's how I was gonna introduce you, Giuseppecchi, man, quite proud of his Rojo zinger in the Dan Bice column. I gotta find out you're back doing media in a Dan Bice column, Joe. How dare you? And Rojo.
Well, you know,
by Rojo, of course, I mean Senator Ron Johnson.
Once in a while, it's good for your perspective on the world to keep a little bit lower profile. And in the last 3 or 4 months, I have been fortunate enough to have the privilege to just ease off on the day-to-day, you know, hard knocks of politics for a little bit. Something, I had a sneaking suspicion that 2022 was going to be a wild and crazy year with our races for the U.S. Senate and for governor. And so I, you know, took a little bit of me time, and now it's time to wade back into the fray.
You know, I also took a little crudy me time before the end of the year. Where would I go? But Vegas, baby! I got Vegas, yeah. Giuseppecchi, my good
Vegas,
buddy.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Vegas Giuseppecchi, my co-devil here for the rest of the hour. So let's start with the Dan Bice column. Let me see if I can find the headline here. Bice, who is a local columnist. Sometimes he's very political. Sometimes he's a little page six. But today he writes, Senator Ron Johnson says he's only recently decided to run again. His actions say he's been keeping his options open for a while. And you were quoted in this fine article by Dan Bice. What do they call you? Dim strategist. Vegas Giuseppecchi quoted in the article. And what was your timeless quote? Something they should bronze and put in the Hall of Fame or whatever you do with good quotes.
Standing on principle and theory before flip-flopping out of self-interest is sadly something Senator Ron Johnson has made a habit of. And unfortunately, it's the truth. And sort of the genesis of this article, some really good reporting by Mr. Bice, it turns out that there's a couple of different indicators that although Senator Johnson is saying, I just came to this decision, I was a hard choice, you know I promised voters that I was only going to serve 2 terms, and I meant it the whole time until I didn't. He tried to be really earnest about all of that. But it turns out that there's a couple of indicators which suggest he was planning to break this promise for years in advance. My favorite thing that Bice uncovered is that, you know, listen, you serve in the Senate, there's lots of pieces of legislation that get introduced. Anytime a bill is introduced, the senator who sponsors it passes it around to all their colleagues and say, do you want to join this? And so when Ted Cruz from Texas proposed a constitutional amendment limiting U.S. senators to just 2 terms, Ron Johnson was a co-sponsor in 2011 and in 2013 and in 2015 and in 2017, but never again. So it's been 5 years since he co-sponsored this pledge, you know, this term limit change to the Constitution. That's one of the indicators. Another indicator is the amount of campaign funds he's been raising. You know, Bice looked at North Carolina Senator Burr and Johnson, who are part of the same class, right? So they were both last elected in 2016, and looked at just what their campaign accounts had over the last 6 years. Senator Johnson's has increased his campaign cash 50-fold, while Senator Burr has essentially let the coffers run dry. And so what it clearly points to is that Senator Johnson has not been honest with the people of Wisconsin, or he flip-flopped out of self-interest very recently. And, you know, my take, what I was getting at, is this is becoming a habit for him, right? This is a guy who has gone Washington really, really quickly, because when he first ran as a true, genuine outsider in 2010, you know, lots of people say they're outsiders. Senator Johnson actually was an outsider back then. And he said, hey, the thing I'm most concerned about, the reason I'm running, is this growing national debt. And it seemed really important to him. That was a principle that he held. We thought deeply. And then what did he do? He turned around and voted for a tax cut that added $2 trillion to the national debt. But it lined his own pockets and the pockets of his big donors. You know, this is a guy who, when Donald Trump was president, was defending the process by which the vaccines for COVID were made and was saying they were going to be safe. But now that Joe Biden is president and it's more advantageous for Republicans for the pandemic to continue, he is out here sowing disinformation repeatedly. Once again, he was standing on principle when it was convenient and easy, but then when it's in his self-interest, he goes another way. And that's, you know, look, that's genuinely disheartening, because it's not just Senator Johnson. There are too many people in politics who pull this kind of stuff, and we got to call it out when we see it. Good on Dan Bice. I appreciated him giving me a little space to make my case.
My buddy, Vegas Joe Sopecki, he is a Dim strategist, a friend of ours, should come around more often. I'm sure you will in the new year. I got to see Rojo the other day. And Rojo, by contrast, during the course of a brief press conference in Madison, Rojo was questioned and pushed a little bit about the Trump tax cuts, and he was instrumental. I mean, he was the guy that pushed through the tax cuts for designated S corporations singularly. And that is to his benefit. At the time, he came bragging around in my Brady Street studios. Hey, did it for us, Crudy. I was also a designated S, as were a couple of his big donors, as you mentioned, Joe. But at that very same press conference this week, while he's bragging, proud of that, he said, society cannot afford basically other people's children. And, you know, we're going to drive our country into bankruptcy and the national debt is expanding and blowing up, and said that. And of course, he said something worse than that or dumber than that, perhaps better characterized, Joe. But Ron Johnson said, you know, basically, I never thought society had any responsibility for other people's children. And he still feels
that way.
Let's focus
on this for a second.
Go ahead. Yeah, focus. Bring the focus.
This is absolute insanity from the good senator. Respectfully, because, for example, the U.S. tax code incentivizes having children, because something that lawmakers over time decided was good for, you know, our culture and our community and our nation was to encourage people to have families and have kids. And so what happens? You write in things like child tax credits, right? That if you you get a tax write-off, if you have a kid, you get these benefits in the tax code. And so I want somebody to ask Senator Johnson, if he was able to fight for one thing in the big tax bill that passed when Donald Trump was president, that gave all those benefits to those at the top, and that Senator Johnson and his donors made millions off of, why wasn't the one thing that he fought for to get rid of the child tax credit? If he doesn't think, if he genuinely believes what he's saying, if it's a principle he holds that it's nobody's job but the parents who have the kids, then why does our tax code do what it does for families? And why wasn't that what he was fighting for? And if you ask him that question, He's going to look like a deer caught in the headlights, and he's not going to know what to say because it is a nonsensical thing that he said. Of course it is on, you know, there's value to a society, and the government should encourage people to have kids. It is how we keep our society and our country, our culture going. And there's actually really important policy implications, given that in the last couple of years, we've dropped below the replacement birth rate for the first time ever. And that's a long-term issue that this country needs to address.
Well, Joe, maybe that's where the Republican long-held opposition to abortion comes from, and even contraceptive rights for women, because the very same Ron Johnson that would make this case, you know, society can't afford other people's kids, wouldn't leave the woman with any options effectively. I mean, Ron's not exactly a pro-lifer out there, a pro-choice guy out there. I keep misspeaking. Why don't you do more of the talking, Joe?
Well, again, and this is, I think, what is so disheartening, and it's frankly, it's beyond disheartening. It's why the reason that Senator Johnson is the most vulnerable incumbent in the country. Of everybody in the U.S. Senate running for re-election, he is the most at risk to lose his seat. And the reason for that is his credibility is shot. He cannot find a consistent principle or through line on which to stand, right? He is associating himself with the anti-vax crowd who say my body, my choice in one breath, and then turn around and tell women that they don't get to make their own healthcare choices in the next sentence. Well, which is it, Senator? Right? You know, he says, you know, one thing and does another time after time. That's why you lose credibility and you find yourself, what are we, 9 months from an election? And you ask yourself, how can anyone believe anything this man says anymore? Because time after time, he has said one thing and done another, or he has spewed disinformation or misinformation about the efficacy of vaccines and the way to get, you know, our economy truly back humming. You know, this is the other thing I love. You know, he and other Republicans are out there, you know, talking, oh, the economy is not doing what it needs to do. The reason the economy, which is actually doing better than they would have you believe, is not all the way back, is because we're still in a pandemic. And we are still in a pandemic because people like Senator Johnson have chosen time and time again to spout disinformation and give people the wrong facts and information that have prolonged the pandemic. So I don't really know what's going on with the senator. I miss the days when he would come on the Devil's Advocates and face some tough questions from people who didn't necessarily agree with him on everything, because right now he seems like a guy who has gone fully Washington. He's just in it to play the game, in it to make the headlines. He's living in the fever swamps of the MAGA podcast and far right wing media world, and that's not what's going on in real America, as I see it.
You know, Ron Johnson, the senator, did claim the other day when I saw him in person, you know, if I asked him, he'd come back on the show. But, you know, I publicly banned the guy. How do I invite him back on now? You know, I did shake his hand. He shook my hand. He was, you know, rojo cordial, if you will. But, you know, I heard him down the dial on Vicky like an hour ago. He's on the Righty Whitey Talk Radio. And they're talking about the collusion, you know, between the media and the Biden administration and, you know, censorship, and it's all shutting people down. And I'm thinking, you've got 81 right-wing talk radio stations across the state of Wisconsin, and you utilize them. And he does. He goes from media market to media market, and he jumps on these little talk radio stations, but he doesn't come around here. But maybe that's because I stopped asking. I invited Joe, and he came around. Stick around. More Joe Sopecki, more Devil's Advocates. Viva Las
Vegas! We're a very compassionate society, and government's role is to help people that can't help themselves or help people help themselves. I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's children.
What the hell is that?
Why not...